RNZ National, it's Tech Tuesday. Time to catch up with Daniel Watson from Vertec IT Services to answer your tech questions and attack some general topics in the range of information technology and hard to ignore Christmas. And Daniel, kia ora, welcome. I have one here for you that's just come in. My husband has been working from home the past few months and spending a lot of time on Zoom. Is it worth me buying him a decent plug-in microphone for his laptop for Christmas, or does it not make much difference, asks one listener.
Oh, God, yes. Look, I hate being on Zoom calls with the one person who's got like a really echoey mic because they've got a laptop in an open space.
Yeah,
it makes all the difference in the world for everybody else on the call if you've got a good echo-cancelling microphone headset. And I've got a couple of models that I'd recommend. There's a good Logitech one that's in around about that $88 category. It's the H570E. It's plugged straight into the laptop. It's a USB. I'm speaking to you right now on one of them, and it's like for a good price point, quality-wise, it's comfortable, does the job, doesn't run out of batteries. But you can go further up the chain and spend a bit more money on like a Jabra with the Bluetooth and better speakers and all the rest, but that would be a good starting point.
Yeah, excellent. And we can hear how good that sounds. And you don't actually realize when you're talking to someone with a bad audio connection how distracting it is and how it actually detracts from what they're saying, right?
Yeah. And we're all doing a lot more Zoom meetings than we'd probably like these days. And as people move back into the office, there's going to be a bit more, you know, background noise, and a good echo-cancelling mic will filter out a lot of that stuff so it doesn't come through on the call. You know, I work from Puhoi sometimes, and we've had the roosters coming by and people can't even hear that guy going off, which is crazy because he does my head in.
Side note, my wife has a new laptop and we've just discovered what I understand is a common problem, which is that the microphone laptop is very, very directional. So if she's talking to someone and she's not dead in the centre of the screen, often she'll be muted. And actually my brother's in IT, I asked him about it. He said, yeah, it's about the number two most popular help desk inquiries, people wondering what's going on. Apparently it's a new sort of a privacy setting in laptops where it's very, very directional.
Nice. Yeah, unfortunately, you can pick up the stuff behind you as well, too.
Mm-hmm. Any other ideas for good Christmas gifts with a sort of a tech theme?
Right, okay, I've got a few here, right? Okay, I've got a teenage daughter, and she's got a penchant for stealing my Bluetooth speaker and never returns it fully charged, right? I mean, if you've got that kind of situation in the family household, everybody wants to listen to their own tunes on your Spotify family playlists, then I would invest in getting a nice little speaker for each person in the family so they can do their own thing without, you know, causing dad to go nuts. So that's a good one.
Yeah, self-interest there too.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are the best presents, the ones you can enjoy too. Okay, so another one that I recommend is Kiwis love going in the outdoors, and we're either going to be out on the boat this summer or we're going to be out strolling through the bush, all right? So two things. You know, if you've got somebody who likes to get out there but you want to keep them safe, I'd recommend getting a VHF, one that floats, like the Uniden 270. I've had one of those for years. It's about $270. It floats. It's waterproof. It takes a beating. I've used mine during Sea Scouts or gadders, diving in the water and rescuing kids and that kind of stuff. It's fantastic. And there's nothing like, sure, have a cell phone, but having a VHF radio means that if you do get in trouble out in the water, if you press send on that, everybody else with a VHF radio in your vicinity is going to hear you, and they'll be a lot quicker getting to your aid than perhaps waiting for Coast Guard to arrive.
Okay, there's a certain channel you want to be on as well, right?
Well, channel 16, yes. Yeah. And there is like a panic button for that so that, you know, when you hit that, it's at whatever channel you're already on, it will go to 16 and transmit.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, useful. The other one is personal locator beacons. Okay, so I had a great time. I did Outward Bound earlier on this year when we went in lockdown, and for the first time got to use a personal locator beacon where one of the member of our party became hypothermic, and it was so awesome being able to pull that thing out, press the button, and have 20 minutes later a chopper overhead to pull them out, which is fantastic. So, you know, when you're going out in the bush, it's people, you know, we don't have anything dangerous in the bush, but people do die of exposure. If you had to try and walk out with a shattered ankle or something like that, it would be excruciating. But if you can whip out a PLB, you know, which will cost about, you know, $400 or something like that, it's going to save you so much anguish. And they last for 7 years of battery life. So it's not really a big investment over that kind of time frame.
Very good. And I guess all the stuff is just available from sort of tech stores. I mean, you'd be able to pick up the VHF at like a fishing or marine supply store, I suppose. But I'm thinking of like J-Car or PB Tech, maybe.
Yeah, Burnsco. You know, there's lots of places online for that kind of thing. Yeah.
You can do some fishing this summer, Daniel?
I'll be out getting in the water. I'm a bit of a more of an open water swimmer. And if I see fish when I'm doing that, that usually gives me a bit of a surprise. So.
All right. Well, the
water
sounds...
Please don't throw chum in the water when I'm in there.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll keep my burly trail far away from you. Well, the water's meant to be pretty warm, so it should be pretty good for ocean swimming. Thank you. Have a great Christmas break. Really appreciate your time on the show this year, Daniel. We'll catch you in 2022.
Great stuff, mate. Take care in the sun and make sure you slip, slop, slap, eh?